Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back, guys. Today we got part two of our interview with the Big Stiff podcast. Went on there the other day. I dropped part one this morning. That was more of a footy chat. This one's more of a bit of a sort of social media chat and a little bit about my journey. Sort of similar story to what you've heard on other podcasts, but probably went into a little bit more depth with these boys. Felt really comfortable with them. They asked some really good questions too, some well thought out questions that we probably got to a little bit more of a deeper level than what I have in previous podcasts. Really enjoyed this one with the boys. The Big Stiff podcast, I think they've got a big future in the game. They are very good at what they do. So keep an eye on these guys. Follow them on Instagram at the Big Stiff Podcast. I think they're going to be putting out more fantastic content in the future, and I think you'll get to know them a lot better over time. Please support the boys. Go and follow them. Follow their podcast. If you haven't listened to part one, go and have a listen back this morning. Drop that on my podcast or go to their podcast. That'd be even better. Go to their podcast, support what they're doing, give that extra listen to them and start supporting their content. They're doing some great things. Let's kick it off.
Now, mate, you're a school teacher.
Not a very good one, but I am one, yeah.
Rugby league guru. Now, how did it all start? Let's get into a bit of that.
Yeah, no, I my mates one off season did like an NFL fantasy draft. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so, and when I say I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I knew our quarterback and our best wide receiver. That's fucking it. Yeah, so that was as far as I went. So when I was sitting there on draft night or getting ready for draft, I was like, okay, there's 800 dudes on this page. I know two of them. And, you know, I might know Tom Brady or whatever. And I remember sitting there going, oh, Brady will go early. And they sort of went, nah, quarterbacks don't go early. And I was like, okay, now I know like six guys in this entire competition now that are relevant. So I decided to try and get some help. I'm hyper competitive in everything I do. I never want to lose anything to my mates, as I'm sure you boys are too. So I was searching just for something to help me with it, someone to help me with it. Went on Twitter, had to download Twitter to find someone, found a thing called the Fantasy Guru or the NRL Guru or something. And honestly, mate, I handed my team to this fella. He didn't have many followers at the time, but I was like, surely he's got to know more than me. I pretty much handed him my team, and I didn't win it. I think I came second or something, but this guy did everything. And like the guys in my comp who knew their NFL, I think the waiver wire went at like Wednesday, 4 p.m. I'd always get texts at 5 p.m. like, oh, did you watch him at Oklahoma State? I'd be like, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, no, no, he's a good player, sort of thing. But like, fuck, no idea, you know.
Make it till you make it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. If you're not the champion, act like you are. And then I thought, fuck it, like, why don't I try and do something like this for Supercoach? And sort of that was half my thinking. And then my other thinking was, oh, if I can make this page and then I can lure my mates into asking some questions to this fucking Supercoach guru goon, I can then, when we go away for draft weekend, I can sort of in front of the boys go, oh, you know, expose this bloke was asking this. And what I sort of did, like I'd say to them, oh, have you won any comps? And I was hoping that they'd start to tell me a few porkies and then I could expose them. They were all honest, unfortunately, so that was a stinger. But yeah, we got to draft weekend and I went to reveal it. And the night before, I got fucking shit canned and took a photo on it or something. And the boys all realised. So yeah, so that's how it all started. And then one of my best mates, he's got his own social media brand. He's into architecture. He's done incredibly well for himself. And he sort of pulled me aside and said, fuck, why don't you have a real crack at it? And I sort of went, what does that mean? Like, what could I possibly do with this? And he sort of said, oh, you could do this, you could do that, blah, blah, blah. You could make money off it. It could be your job. And I just remember thinking, like surely not. Like, that can't be a... And, you know, it's taken a long time. It's taken about 3 years. It's not my full-time job. It's my part-time job at the moment. But I'm hoping that within 18 months I'll be able to leave teaching, and I'm pretty confident I will be able to. And just do this. So it's been unreal. Yeah, I moved away from Supercoach. I wanted to talk more NRL. So, like, you know, I'd post something, my opinion. You know, I'm always going on about how lock forwards are changing. I'd post that, and the first 15 comments would be like, stick to Supercoach, dickhead. And I'd be like, yeah, no, fair shout. It's in my title and stuff. So better stay in my lane. And then I was like, oh, you know, if I'm going to do this, I'll better do it properly. So I changed to NRL guru, and then it went to rugby league guru or whatever. And yeah, mate, since then it's been a wild journey. It takes a lot of work, but I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. It's been unreal. And, you know, I spend my time talking to blokes like you, talking footy myself. Instead of at work, I'm at home. What I would be doing, if my mate said, let's go to the pub, I'd be having beers, talking the same shit, essentially. So, mate, it's been unreal over the last few years. It's been crazy to watch it sort of unfold and how quickly it's all sort of happened to some extent. But then there's also, from my point of view, the, you know, I was trying to do some maths the other day, the 10,000 odd hours I would have spent on it over the last few years. But it's starting to pay dividends, mate. So it's a really exciting time. I don't like to talk about it too much, but it is a really exciting time that it is sort of starting to come together, you know.
Bloody oath, we're right behind you, mate. How do you motivate yourself? Like, what's the process to keep on cracking on?
Oh, mate, it does come down to just raw passion, to be honest with you. You know, like, I've just always loved footy. Just, I could talk about it for hours with whoever is willing to sit down and talk to me about it, you know. I don't know. It's always a weird question because it's just become so normal to me. Like, it's just become normal that I wake up, I think about what I'm going to do that day. I arrive at work, I sit in my car, I get to work 10 minutes early so I can make a post when I'm sitting in the car that I know I can put out that day. You know, my missus knows that before we go to bed, I'll duck into the podcast studio in our house to record a 10-minute thing about the news that I'm going to put out the next morning. Like, it's sort of, and like, I talk to my mates about it and they're like, what the fuck? Like, what? That's so fucking weird that you do that before you go to bed or whatever. And I don't know, it's just become sort of second nature, to be honest with you. My missus is unreal. She's very supportive of everything, which blows me away.
That helps,
Oh, mate, it fucking helps. She's the MVP by a country mile, let me tell you. Very, very lucky to be in the situation I'm in. I think it just comes back to passion, mate. There's days where I'm like, I couldn't think of anything worse than doing a podcast today or making a post, but, you know, occasionally you get really nice messages from people, like a vast majority of giving you absolute hell, which is fine. But occasionally get messages of people that are, you know, struggling with mental health or, you know, guys that their marriages are breaking down or whatever, and they tune into the podcast every day. Or like on Friday, I didn't post anything. I just ran out of time. I didn't have any time to do anything, had a bit on. Mate, I must've got like 20 odd messages from people. I'm like, hey man, are you okay? Is everything good? I was like, fuck, that's weird. That, like, for me, that's so weird that there's people that are tuning into that content each and every day that when I don't post, they're like, fuck, is he sweet? Like,
they're dialed into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're dialed into it. It's a good community. Like, oh, mate, it's unreal, yeah. And, like, oh, I don't have the same sort of community that, like Denon, a bloke in a bar, or, like, Hello Sport does. I'm not as good on that community side of things, but the little group I do have, they're loyal as all hell. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a hard thing to sort of talk about and explain, to be honest with you, but I just love it every day.
Well, they say, like, do what you love, and it's not work. It's just a passion. And if you're lucky enough to eventually move away from teaching and do that full time, then fucking hell, like, it's not work. You're just doing your passion as a monetary job. It's fantastic.
And it's easy to say that when you're on the verge of doing it, but when you say that, when I had 100 followers, my mates were like, "You're a moron." Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you? Like, go back to work, you idiot. Like, sort of thing. Like. And it's funny, people come around, people bag you, blah, 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 and then they sort of start to come around. And it's a really interesting thing, mate, it's an interesting thing to watch how people's opinions change when you go from 100 followers to a few thousand. Like, nothing's changed me as a person or what I wanted to achieve. Nothing's changed at all. Yep. But we're so focused on those sort of numbers and what that means as far as being successful. It's pretty backwards, mate. Social media is a pretty dangerous tool, to be honest with you.
100%. Now, Bloke in a Bar and YKTR, you've been on those. How'd you get onto those? Like Isaac John contacted you, Denon contacted you to get into those potties. Obviously, you're a statistics guru. Fucking love it.
It's they've been great opportunities, mate. Where do I go on first? I went on Denon's first, just got a random message one night. We had each other's phone numbers for a while because I wanted some advice off him probably a year ago. And Denon, man, he's such a champion fella. Like, he's...
Yeah.
And, like, I'm sure everyone's aware, like, you know, like, the amount that he gives to charity and the giveaways and everything. But he's, like, genuinely... so down to earth and genuinely cares about all the people around him. Like, I remember when I asked him for some advice, he goes, yeah, here's my number, ring me tonight at 7 o'clock. I went, yeah, sweet. Rang him at 7, we spoke for an hour, he had to have dinner. Then he's like, oh, call me after dinner, give me half. I went, yeah, sweet. We hung up at fucking 11 o'clock at night. Like, he was just giving me all the time in the world to help me with shit that was so irrelevant to him, it was not even funny. And to be honest with you, before that, we'd had like a couple of arguments about footy and whatnot. Like, I didn't always agree with shit he said. He didn't agree with what I said. Yep. So, like, we had a few things, but it's, you know, and it's so good because so often it's not like that on the internet. People hold grudges and they're filthy for X amount of time. And then I think with about 2 weeks during the season, I got a text from him just like, hey, do you want to come in next week? We'll do this and this. So, you know, to sit down there in such a professional studio was quite daunting. And I started this podcast at the start of last year, about 2 months before we started COVID. So, mate, I've never actually sat opposite another human being and done a podcast before. So that was the first time I've ever done a podcast that wasn't on Zoom or something. So it was pretty surreal. And, like, to have a guy like Finchie next to me, like, another just... Yeah. So down to
brilliant
earth,
talker.
Genuine.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, he's unreal. And, like, people, you know, people give Finchie shit because they want to say, oh, rehab, oh, was he high that day? And I'm just like, fuck, shut up, bro. Like,
who gives a fuck? He's so raw. Like, he's so raw.
You love, like, these guys when they are getting on the drink. That's awesome. But then you want to bring him down at the same time. And, mate, the amount of people I had messaging me, Ben, like, he was twitching, and I was like, yeah, bro, we were sitting on a fucking plastic seat for 4 hours. I couldn't feel my ass. Like, it had nothing. Like, he wasn't high or anything.
Get a life, pricks.
Like, the amount of people saying that sort of stuff, and, like, I picked him up that day. He was in the front yard playing with his daughter, blowing bubbles, you know? That's the shit that people don't see. You see Brett Finch off camera, and, mate, you can't shut him up about his daughter. And you wouldn't... But he doesn't let people see that side of him. He knows that it's in his best interest to sometimes play the clown a little bit. But like to get to know him, Denon, unreal. Then to go into YKTR, I love YKTR and what they've done. I think it's unreal. Been following them since I was on social media. Isaac, same thing. Most genuine, down-to-earth guy. Same as Jackson. Met Simi the other day who, you know, I've always watched him on content, just gone, this guy can't exist. Like, this can't be a real human. He is exactly that. You know, I walked in, I went to shake his hand. He hugged me like, just an unreal guy, you know, like just that sort of fella, you know. It's been really good. It's good to be involved with that community. Other guys like, you know, NRL Roast and stuff, Dean, these guys have been sensational as well. So it's a good little community. And hopefully in the future can do more with YKTR, Bloke in a Bar sort of thing, because the experience is unreal for me.
Absolutely. So when you look at yourself and you see all the cool shit that you're doing now, do you hope to just keep on this like trajectory, or do you want to up it? And what's the grand plans for the big guru?
I always want to up it. I get people say to me all the time, oh, are you going to join Fox or Nine? I'm like, I don't think creators need Fox or Nine anymore. I don't think that's the pinnacle anymore. I think that glass ceiling has been not only smashed, I think it's been absolutely hammered.
I agree.
Like, I couldn't... I read that stuff that Fox do, and, you know, I'm not one to, like, bag Fox League and stuff and get stuck into them, but it's just... You can see that they're muzzled to say certain things, to direct certain content. And, you know, I'm not reinventing the wheel here or saying anything that anyone wouldn't already know, but it's just... I don't think you need that platform anymore. Social media is just... opened it up so much. It's it's crazy. You know, I get teenagers that send me a message and they're like 14 and they're like, hey, I've got this TikTok that I made a few weeks ago and I don't have TikTok, but I go and have a look at it and they've got thousands upon thousands of followers. Like, yeah. Like people don't know, but they are more in touch with a 14-year-old than they are with Buzz Rothfield.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
100%.
And, like, you look at those Dally M Awards the other night, I think it was 90,000 people watched it. Like,
yeah.
I can smash 90,000 listens in a week on my podcast compared to what the Dally M's did, wow. You know? Like, it's just... Wow. It's a changing market. It's and the money's slowly starting to come into it. People are starting to realise the power of podcasting. I mean, you can't really find a radio show anymore that doesn't record it for a podcast as well. So, yeah, no, it's an exciting time. And to be honest with you, man, I'm not sure where it sort of goes from here. If it is linking up with a Denon or a YKTR or something, I'm not sure how it's all going to play out. But even if that wasn't to happen, if I was to just be on my own sort of platform, I think I'm doing well enough to be able to do it as a full-time job and be fine, to be honest with you.
Now, this is our last question. If there's any advice that you could give to someone like ourselves, you know, we've just started a podcast interviewing athletes and stuff like that. What would be the best advice?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Give them.
Mate, I've actually been doing a couple of podcasts recently where I've had people essentially message me and say, hey, can I talk to you? And I assume they mean, you know, a couple of messages, a couple of tips. And I'm like, yeah, sure, give me your phone number, I'll call you. But do you mind if I record it as a podcast? And they're like, yeah, for sure, 100%. So I've done probably three of those in the last 4 weeks. And, you know, they've gone for an hour to 90 minutes of them just asking questions and me just telling them what I've done. Just because I've done it in a certain way doesn't mean it's right.
For sure.
All I can do is share the million mistakes I've made. The fucking millions that I've made. Like, I've made more mistakes than I've done things right, but when the ones that you do hit, when they stick, makes the difference. If I had to give one bit of advice, I would say be unique. Just do whatever the hell you're, and that sounds so cliche, it's not even funny, but I mean, do you boys listen to Hello Sports podcast by any chance?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, they're quite funny, quite witty.
Oh, mate, but mate, they are doing exactly what they would. Like, I've sat in rooms with them at Denon's and they finish recording and they keep talking the same stuff. Nothing changes. Yeah. There's nothing that changes whatsoever. I've been walking through the hall at Denon's studio and I can hear them 50 meters away walking through the hall and they're having the same conversations in the same tone. They're literally just doing them. And they went through their first few years where they had minimal followers, nothing doing. But the 30 guys that they had, mate, they cherished them like nothing else. They made that 30 believe they were a million. They've got their baggy greens and all that sort of stuff. Like, it is just a masterclass in just appreciating what you've got and just letting it build authentically. Everyone wants a quick start. Everyone, and a message I get every week, hey, can you give us a shout out? I'm like, fuck, what is that going to do? What it like... Unless you're providing good content, people aren't going to just follow you because some other random posted your link to your
exactly
page.
Right.
See, you gave us a shout out and we got two followers from it. So,
and mate, that's what people think. If you tag me in something, I'll get 100. No, you won't. You'll get two or three because they'll look on your page.
Yeah.
They'll see you're not providing quality content. You're doing one thing a week. Like, you have to still, that old, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but if your water isn't good, your content, it's not going to drink.
That's right. Yep, that's right. Nah, totally agree, mate. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate your time, and we wish you all the best with your endeavours in the future. It's been unreal.
Nah, I appreciate it, boys. Ever anything I can do, just send me a message. Yeah, really enjoyed myself here.
Legend, Gary. Cheers, mate.
All right, cheers, boys.
Hi.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.